Yeah, I'm about 2.5 miles from home, and I've just received, I'm walking, and I've just received the 20% battery warning for my iPhone, which is not good. But I didn't charge it last night, it's probably why. Anywho, I'm in Foxton, which, if any American came here, it is posh. It looks posh, it looks very nice, well, certain bits of it look very nice, except for the estates, which look like shit. But this is the high street. It looks quite nice. A little unclassified road. That's not to say that it doesn't have a classification, that's that it's unclassified. Yes, Americans and Europeans don't get the fact that we have unclassified roads with a classification. We have A roads, and above that motorways, but we have A roads, we then have B roads, and then we have unnumbered C, D, and U roads, but U, which stands for unclassified, is still a classification, because it's still U. So, yeah. The United Kingdom is a bit weird. Anywho, I'm in Foxton, and actually, Foxton's nicer than... Oh, there's a cottage for sale. Oh, from Cheffins, there's a cottage. It's actually a lot nicer than Falmouth. For the simple reason that it has a railway station. I wouldn't mind living in Foxton, because it has a railway station, and it's basically Falmouth with a railway station. And that's far more useful than Foxton, than Falmouth without a Foxton. Ooh, a War Boys sign. There's a pre-War Boys sign over there. It says no through road. It actually says no through road. That's how old it is. And it's got kind of a striped zebra crossing Belisha beacon type post. Mortimer's Lane. Good for them. Good for Mortimer.